This is Dakota Datebook for January 30th. North Dakota remembers World War I. During the Great War, many items were needed for the troops fighting halfway across the world. This put a strain on items back on the home front. So limits and strictures were placed on items such as foods, metal, and fuel. In a program to encourage conservation, on this date in 1918, North Dakota observed Tag Your Shovel Day in cooperation with the U.S. Fuel Administration. Community youth were enlisted to tag coal shovels throughout the state with a note inscribed, "Save that shovel full of coal a day for Uncle Sam." The back also listed some hints for saving coal. This was supposed to be different from other drives because the youth did not ask for donations, but instead they asked that householders save money for food, for war saving stamps, for liberty bonds, and at the same time add to the government's coal pile. Captain I.P. Baker was Federal Fuel Administrator for North Dakota, and he noted that this tag should work like a string around your finger or a knot in your handkerchief. It will be a constant reminder of something not to be forgotten. North Dakota received 250,000 tags to attach to shovels, distributed to every school in the state, with schoolchildren making it their solemn duty to distribute the notes with diligence and speed to everyone. A.W. Lucas, president of the Bismarck City Commission, found a tag on his shovel, but never saw who placed it. Colonel C.B. Little was given his tag by the son of L.L. Folsom, who was a well-known jeweler in Bismarck. Governor Fraser's shovel was one of the first to be tagged. His twin daughters, Uni and Versi, who were in eighth grade at Bismarck Junior High School, tagged his shovel themselves early in the morning. The Bismarck Tribune reported, "Every time that Governor Fraser or the janitor or such other person as may have occasion to stoke the gubernatorial furnace in the North Dakota Executive Mansion seizes the trusty coal shovel, which has played its share in making it hot for a number of flicker-tail chief executives, he is confronted with, save that shovelful of coal for Uncle Sam." Throughout the state, 200,000 schoolchildren were enlisted in the service of Uncle Sam to save and win the war. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Sarah Walker. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.